Come now, plaything. You're falling behind. Am I gonna have to drag you for you to keep up? Honestly, you should be grateful. Did you ever imagine I'd let you live as long as I have? Not to mention keeping you safe. Why, if I didn't have you on this leash, you might run off. Might get eaten. And if you did manage to make it all the way back to society, then I'd have to take time out of my busy schedule to track your scent and drag you all the way back here for some correction. What a waste of a day that would be. You may be too afraid to speak your mind, but I know what you're thinking. Why? Why me? I ask myself the same thing. Why? Why do you humans think you're free to traipse in and out of my territory whenever you see fit? Too many packs. They allow that kind of behavior to go unpunished. They try and make peace. All that does is encourage more of the same. I try to do my part. I do. But no matter how many humans are slaughtered here, they keep coming back. You think you're all so smart, but you have nothing in the way of common sense. Wait. Stop. Fucking hell. Speak of the devil. Don't do anything stupid. They won't be able to help you. Are you fucking stupid? And those humans, the ones you just signaled, their blood is on your hands. Stay. I have to go clean up your mess. What did I say? I guess you're just eager to earn some new scars. Oh, your screams. Was that deeper than you expected? Are you going to bleed? But don't get distracted. No. Look up. Look at me. I'm covered in it. In their blood. Covered in them. A father and his daughter out looking for food. And what did they find instead? A whiny, needy little plaything who's too dense to follow simple instructions. He tried to protect her, so I made him watch. Open your mouth. Fine, I'll do it for you. You feel my fingers on your tongue, but I want you to taste them too. Taste their blood. Sweet, metallic. Can you taste their fear like I can? Does it taste as good to you as it does to me? Remember this moment the next time you try and think for yourself. All disobedience leads to blood. Theirs. Yours. I can see I haven't done enough to break your spirit. Don't worry, though. I love a challenge. Now, if I didn't need you up and walking, I'd simply take your legs. No, I'll leave you with those. And as payment for my act of kindness, I'll take of you in return. But what to take? I've already taken your freedom, your dignity. What more can you lose, little mouse? Oh, I know. And I know exactly how to do it, too. Did you know I kept it? Sentimental value, I suppose. Once something's been inside of me, I just can't seem to let it go. It pales in comparison to the sharpness of my claws, but the dullness of the blade only aids in the severity of the punishment, I think. I know you'll fight me on this, so don't despair. I'll hold you down very tightly. And don't fight me too hard, though. You might hurt yourself. Now, let's see how good this knife is at cutting through bone. That is tough. I think it's designed for fleshier parts. But where there's a will, there's a way. There. There we go. Ah, that's one down. Now, the second. Almost there. Finished. Huh. Wake up. Wake up. You're falling asleep already. It's still light out. Was it the pain or the torment that was too much? I only took the smallest ones. See? You still have four on each foot. That's plenty. I'm sure you'll be up and walking normally in no time. Really look. Look at what you've done. This was all so unnecessary. When all I wanted was to go for a nice walk, and you had to turn it into a slaughter. How do you feel? Do you think you can stand? You'd better. Or this time, I'll really drag you. Up we go. Come on. There we are. Don't fall over now. Stay with me. Good. Now, let's get this leash back on. Slip it around your neck. Perfect. You look better already. Now walk. Don't worry. I'll go slow for you. Just for today. We're only going a little ways. Maybe a mile or two. Though that might feel like quite a lot with your injuries. You'll tell me if it gets too painful, won't you? I won't stop, no, but it'll bring a smile to my face. That's right. Lucky for you, it's a fairly short distance to the bodies. What? You didn't think I was going to take you back there? Did you really think I'd take you home to rest and lick your wounds? Maybe rub some healing salve on those bloody stumps I left you. No, 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 no. Telling you what happened is one thing, but a picture's worth a thousand words. And what better way to teach a lesson than to get hands-on? To really see and feel the destruction your selfish actions have wrought. Roll up those sleeves and get dirty. Revel in it? I certainly do. Go on. Go. Start moving. It'll be dark soon. And I don't want you to miss a thing.